Good evening, Rabosai. We're in the week leading up to Yom Kippur, and I wanted to speak about some halachas of Yom Kippur, specifically halachas of fasting, specifically for those who are involved with children on Yom Kippur, or other people who might have a heter to fast if they're in situation of sakanas nefashos. But before I begin, I just want to clarify one point which I found is one of the most dangerous misinformations that there are many from doctors who I've spoken to, unfortunately, have this misinformation, as well as many from learned individuals. So there are there's something called eating shiurim. That means that less than a shiur of whatever the shiur is for a different specific mitzvah or avera. In the case of Yom Kippur, it's a koseves, not a kazayas, but it's a koseves, which is a little bit larger than a kazayas. As far as water, it's the size of a lalugma, which is one cheekful, not two cheekfuls. That's a shear. People think that if somebody is really, 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 really not feeling well, then they're allowed to have less than that shear. And that is a lie. That's an issa d'oraisa. The halacha that is permitted for shiurim is if a person is in sakanas nefashos, such that if they don't eat, they will die, or there's a potential that they might die, then they should eat. How much should they eat? Well, if they could get away with less than a shiur, they should eat less than a shiur. If that won't suffice and they have to have a full shiur, then they have to have a full shiur. But again, you're only allowed to have shiurim in a situation that you would otherwise be mutter to call hatzala on Shabbos. If it's a safek pikuach nefesh, then you eat shiurim, or if you need more than that. If it's not a safek pikuach nefesh, if it's not something that would warrant, if it's not an emergency that would warrant, or a condition that would warrant calling hatzala on Shabbos, one is not permitted to drink at all, or eat at all. I will just qualify, if a person does have a headache, it is advisable, it is permitted, if it's a bad headache, you could take medicine, swallow a pill. Pills are not food, and you could swallow a pill if it has to be. However, be aware that Advil is sucrose-coated, and that's therefore yes like a food, because they make it sucrose-coated so it should go down easy and it should feel pleasant and it should be enjoyable. So therefore, you have to get a generic. Hopefully, nobody should get a headache. But if somebody anticipates possibly having a headache, they should get generic Advil, which are usually not the sugar-coated, not sucrose-coated, sucralose, and therefore it would be permitted if they have a bad headache and they need it to help them make it through the fast. That is permitted, as it was today, and even on Yom Kippur, the same is true. If a person could only, so I got a question, a lady called me about an hour or two ago, she could only take it with water, so I told her the following. I said, Leah, you have a week from now to Yom Kippur. Go to the store and buy some chocolate lentils. You know those little chocolate lentils? They're like M&Ms. And practice swallowing them. And if you get it right, give yourself a prize. Eat some chocolate. If you don't get it right, in a week you can figure it out. So if somebody wants to, okay, if it's Yom Kippur and somebody still can't swallow unless they have water, so then let them speak to a Rav and we'll discuss what to do. In that case, better to avoid it. If it's necessary, speak to a Rav at the time or before the time, and based on the situation, we could discuss it. What I want to speak about, that's just, I think, an important idea that everybody has to be aware of, and unfortunately, I spoke to a doctor, Tisha B'Av time, who, again, Tisha B'Av is different, but his misinformation, this is a frum doctor who's been practicing for decades, and his misinformation was causing people to violate Yisurim D'Oraisa with the greatest intentions, and like the dream that the king of the Khazars in Sefer Kuzari has, that prompts him to find out about various religions, Yiddishkeit among them. He has a dream that's repeated to him three times from the heavens, and that's what prompts him to find out about, you know, to search for the truth. And the dream is, he sees somebody telling him, Ritzoncha Ritzuyim, Aval Ma'asecha Enim Ritzuyim. You have great intentions, but you're doing bad. So people can have great intentions, but if they have misinformation, it's dangerous. Okay, but let's get to what I'd like to speak about. So let's say you have a person, let's talk about children, let's avoid cholim, but let's talk about children. So a child is going to eat on Yom HaKippurim. So you make him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and he comes to shul with his little tote bag of peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a Snapple or a Gatorade, And so, of course, does he recite Yalev Yavo or not? I mean, the same question applies to somebody who has to eat for health, for medical reasons. So the Shulchan Aruch says clearly, Tzorech lehazki yom ha-kippurim b'birkas ha-mazon, one does recite Yalev Yavo. This year it's Shabbos, so you have to recite Yalev Yavo and Ritzei. What happens if you forget? Well, if you forget Ritzei on a Shabbos, you do have to repeat Shema. You do have to repeat Birchas HaMazon. What happens if you forget Ritzei on Shabbos Shechalios, Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos? I'm eating because of health. I'm having a three-course meal. It tastes delicious. You're right. Why are you going to eat tonight? Also, you need to stay alive. So we all eat because we need to stay alive. I don't think that's a good answer. For this cholah, there's a chiyuv suda. Okay, so I'm glad people are thinking. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that there are actually two views over here. So one mahalach is that since you're eating beheter, so it's like every other yontif. If you have a heter to eat on Yom Kippur, so it's like every other yontif, and you have to say what you have to say. V'yesh Mekilim, says the Mishnah Berurah, that maybe they only made their takana where there is a mitzvah to eat. But here there's no takana, meaning the takana of Ritzei was never set up. The takana of Yalev Yavo was never set up. Certainly Yalev Yavo, that's easier. Yalev Yavo was never set up, was never established for Yom HaKippurim. Could be there will be a situation where it has to be mentioned, but it wasn't established for that, so therefore a person won't go back. But a person wouldn't repeat benching if they omitted Ritzer Yalev Yavo. As far as, again, let's talk about a kid. Let's say you have a 12-year-old kid. I have a 12-year-old kid. He'll be 12-year-old, and it's Yom Kippur. He's going to, let's assume, not fast the whole day. So should he make Kiddush? You know, when you talk about a person's a cholah, so that we could say any extra amount that they're going to have to eat that's not absolutely medical necessity, then, you know, we should avoid. So, of course, if they have to eat XYZ, they shouldn't eat XYZ plus a cup of grape juice. But on the other hand, if the doctor tells them, I could ask somebody who knows more about diabetes, they have to have a cup of oranges. So instead of having a cup of oranges, why don't you have a cup of grape juice and make Kiddush? What? Yeah. Well, let's not get into my Chamer. Chamer Medina is din for Abdallah, for grape juice less, for Kiddush less, so. But, right, we have a doctor here. Yeah, some people sometimes have to have a cup of orange juice on Yom Kippur. There's such a thing? Such a thing, okay. So should he have grape juice and should he make Kiddush? So Mishnah Berurah says, I'll call upon him Kiddush b'vadei ein lo la'asos, because when he says Kiddush, he means Kiddush by night, with the Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh, Amo, what would he say? Mekadesh, Yisrael, v'yom ha-kippurim. Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom ha-kippurim. So there, since there's no takana, he doesn't explain why, presumably there's no takana to make Kiddush on Yom HaKippurim, there's no such bracha there, chachamim, or misakein. You and I figured out the nusach, it wasn't too hard. Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom ha-kippurim, but since there wasn't such takana, so the person definitely would not make Kiddush, and therefore if they want to drink grape juice, drink grape juice. You want to have oranges, drink oranges. You want to have Gatorade, drink Gatorade. But a person wouldn't make Kiddush. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. What about a bracha rishona? There is an opinion of the Ra'ah, Rabbi Osai. The Ra'ah says that just as if a person would be forced to eat, for whatever reason, I would take something and I stuff it down your mouth, without asking you, so you don't make a bracha on that. Says the Ra'ah, similarly, if a person has to eat for medical reasons on Yom HaKippurim, they are being forced to eat, right? So instead of me stuffing it down your throat, it's their doctor or Hashem giving to, with a mitzvah of keeping themselves healthy. That's figuratively stuffing it down their throat. And therefore, the Ra'ah would hold that Brach Rishon would not be recited. Just like Machalos Asuros. This is Machalos Asuros, isn't it? It's Machalos Asuros. You know, you have a kosher, glatt kosher, Chol of Yisrael, Pas Yisrael, Danish on Yom Kippur is Machalos Asuros. So just like you don't make a bracha when a person would have to eat Machalos Asuros, says the Ra'ah, They, a person would similarly not make a bracha if they eat on Yom Kippur. But okay, good point. We don't pass like this ra'ah. We don't pass like this ra'ah. Perhaps your svar, perhaps otherwise. All the Rishon reject this ra'ah, and therefore, of course, halach l'maisa, we do recite a bracha when we eat on Yom HaKippurim. Now I'd like to talk about what I really wanted to talk about, and that is feeding children. Feeding children Yom Kippur. I want to talk about a question that all of the Mefarshim ask, and the question is really strong. The question that, that what we have to figure out is if there's an answer that's good enough to respond to this question, which is a very powerful question. Torah says, Lo sochlum ki sheket tzeim. You can't eat insects. And Chazal dashen, lo sa'achilum. You're not allowed to give insects, right? Shratzim yisurim daraisa, to your children. Lahazir hagdol mal haktanim. The Gemara tells us that this is a source midaraisa. It's an isur daraisa for me to feed a Jewish child of any age, even below higil achinach, even a one-day-old child. There's an isur daraisa for me to feed that child food that is not kosher. Another pasuk. Kol nefesh mikem lo sochal dam. What's the kol? Says the Gemara Yevamos, same point. Lahas yigdol mal haktanim. Just like dam is an issa daraisa, there's an issa daraisa from that word kol. You can't feed non-kosher food to a child of any age. When it comes to tumas kohanim, the pasuk says, emar el, whatever, v'amarta, emar v'amarta, again, lahas yigdol mal haktanim. The Gemara Yevamos cites these three different psukim, all teaching us the same point, lahas yigdol mal haktanim, that is prohibited for an us, it's prohibited for a gadol, for you or I, to give a katan something that's not kosher. So the question is, to the extent that eating on Yom Kippur is an issa d'oraisa, so all the achronim ask, why is it mutter, or let's rephrase that, is it mutter for me to feed my kid the food? Let's just clarify what we're really asking. Of course, if it's a baby who can't feed themselves, clearly we have no choice. They have to eat. They have to stay alive and healthy. Of course, for a little baby, you have to feed them. One-year-old, two-year-old, maybe even a three-year-old, maybe even a four-year-old. What if you have a seven-year-old? My seven-year-olds know how to go to the fridge very well by themselves. Am I allowed to put food out for them? Or do I have to let them fend for themselves on Yom Kippur? You know, I tell my son, Natan, he's seven, I say, today's Yom Kippur, the fridge is yours, the pantry is yours, I'm not going to give you anything. Do what you want. I mean, he might have cavities by the end of the day with, from a three-course meal of tangy taffies and laffy taffies and everything else, but that's not my problem, is it? I mean, I'm going to have to pay for it, right? It will be my problems later, sooner or later. The question is it mutter? Why should it be mutter? Or is it mutter, older children, to give them food? Again, they're even, let's say it's not even higiel achinach. A five-year-old is not higiel achinach. But my five-year-old daughter could also take food by herself. So there's no chinach there. We're not talking about chinach. We're talking about an issur daraisa, though, of lo sa'achilum. That's the question that the many achronim ask. And I'd like to share with you something fascinating. There's a sefer Hayasha of Rabbeinu Tam. What's fascinating is less so his answer, more so the question. Listen to the question. Question, Sha'al Rabbeinu Moshe mi Pontaija. Anyone from France? Anyone know France? France, anyone know of a place called Fantasia? Fantasia? I don't know. It's in they talk about Fantasia nowadays. I don't know where that was in France. Pontaija, Fantasia, something like that. They asked Rabbeinu Tam the following. Moshe mi Pontaija. There are certain people who are Haredim. Anyone here Haredi? Well, if you're Haredi, this is presumably what you do. Haredim l'dvar Hashem, she'enam rotzim l'ha'achil as b'neim ha'ktanim b'yom ha'kippurim. They don't feed their children Yom Kippur. Afilu she'lo higil l'chinuch. Right? They're three-year-olds. They're two-year-olds. They're one-year-olds. They don't feed them on Yom Kippur. Why? Shebechol ha'isurim shebatorah kaimul an bivamos. We learned the bivamos. The Gemara just told you, lahazir gdol mal haktanim, that if you hand food directly to a food that's usher directly to a child, that's an issa d'oraisa. So that's what Ramosha asked: is this practice that our Haredish friends participate in? Is that a good idea? That was Moshe Mipuntais' question to Rabbeinu Tam. So let's just hope Rabbeinu Tam has a kula for us. Hey, Shiv Rabbeinu Tam. Listen carefully. Those who are machil ktanim shelo higil lechinach heter gomerhu. And he brings proofs. So if a child was lo higil lechinach, it's mutter. So a child who's up to, let's say, 6 is higil lechinach, let's say. So to give a 1, 2, 3, 4, probably 5-year-old child food, be a diet, to hand them food on Yom Kippur, to hand it to them, to make them the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, to give them a cup of orange juice, to pour it for them, that's mutter. Why? I know that's not what you care about. You care about that means that after he's higil lechinach, I can't. Okay, but let's leave that for aside. Why? Mr. Klein, you said a svara before. Why is there a chiluk between all the three things? What do we talk about? We talked about Isser of Shratzim. We talked about the Isser of Dam. And here he's saying that by Yom Kippur it's mutter because, what was the svara you said? What? No. Back up. Are they allowed to eat dam?
Not dam.
Why are they allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? That's what we're trying to figure out.
No, the kids are allowed to eat.
Oh, they're allowed to eat. Why are they not allowed to eat?
They're not
bechal mitzvahs. Guess what? They're not bechal dam either. They're not bechal shrotzim either. They're not bechal tumas konim either. That's not the answer. What? Yeah, and that's, it teaches us that in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's not just by Dam Shratzim and Tumas Konim, it's by all Yisurim Doraisa. There's an Isser called Tzefiyah B'Yadayim, to directly hand any Isser Doraisa. It's not just Shratzim. Any Isser Doraisa. Bas B'Chalav equally. You said the Svara before. It's only a din by something that's a Chefta Shel Yisura. That's the Lamdus, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, when is there an Isser to give, that when all those examples that we just spoke about, like Dam, like Shratz, and there's something that's Asr Be'etzem, there's a Chefza Shalissa, like a Briska would say, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't use the word Chefza, there's a Chefza Shalissa, and that Chefza Shalissa, that I'm not allowed to give to a Katan. That would be an Isser Darais if I would give it to a Katan. However, food on Yom Kippur, is there anything wrong with the food? No. There's just a halacha on the each and every individual not to eat that food. Guess what? Who are those individuals that have that prohibition to eat that food? Those are bar mitzvahs.
Is it
You're asking, is chametz on Pesach a chefetz shel yisura? I would say chametz on Pesach is a chefetz shel yisura. I have to think about that. I mean, that's a different issue. There's an issue of hana also, there's an issue of ownership, but it's a good question. I have to think about that. So says Rabbeinu Tam, what's that, doctor? If it's a chiluk between, but the answer to your question is that once it's higil achinuch, you have another issur to take into consideration, and that is aside from the issur of the issur d'raisa of handing food over to a child, there might be a separate concern of the mitzvah of chinuch, which has its own parameters. And maybe for chinuch, you shouldn't be. That's another question. That's what I would assume. Not sure. That's what I would assume.
Doesn't higil achinuch depend on the mitzvah when it is? Shows a very early cutoff of 6.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about
11-12. No. That's explicit. It's not even close to 11-12. Okay, that's another Siman Shulchan Aruch. That's the Siman Shulchan Aruch. How old the child should be when they start getting ready to fast. It's an explicit Siman Shulchan Aruch. It's on page 5. We're not getting, I'm only on page 2 now. And you want to daven Marv in 6.5 minutes. So, but if you want, after Marv, you and I can sit down for a few minutes and we can look at page 5. So we have Rabbeinu Tam telling us this very brisker chakira that food that is a machalas asurus, that's inherently also that I can't give a child. However, something that's only an iser gavra, something that the food is not asur, it's just me eating the food, like on Yom Kippur, there's no iser daraisa to feed a child or to give that to a child on Yom Kippur. I saw, who pointed it out, a brilliant, was it Ravadia? But I think Ravadia in a tshuva says that we find the Rabbeinu Tam l'shitase. This invention that Rabbeinu Tam is the inventor of the chiluk between a gavra and a chefza, perhaps, we see another Rabbeinu Tam elsewhere in Shas that also has this distinction of whether food is something is asur be'etzem, it's just that I can't do it. I can't eat that food. There's a discussion. There's a discussion where the Gemara, in numerous places, both in Gittin and Shabbos, talks about the fact that we have a tradition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not machshil tzaddikim. Right? Hashem makes sure that tzaddikim don't end up violating Yisurim. Behemtim shel tzaddikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takalal yadan tzaddikim, atzim lo koshken. Hashem protects, not only if he protects the animals of tzaddikim, he certainly protects tzaddikim from violating any Yisurim. And there are numerous Gemaras, Tosos asks, where we see that a certain tzaddik made a mistake, and he did something wrong. I don't remember. It was something like, let's say, eating before Kiddush, or eating before Abdallah. And Tosos says, I don't understand how the tzaddik, you know, one of the great Amoraim, the great Tanaim, could make such a mistake. After all, doesn't Hashem protect the tzaddikim? Hashem is not maybe takala al yadehem. So Tosos answers that you want to know why that person can make that mistake, that tzaddik can make the mistake? Because it's a mistake in a gavra. So, I mean, Hashem would never allow a tzaddik to eat, even mistakenly, something that's not kosher. But if there's just, you know, you're not supposed to eat before Kiddush or eat before Abdullah. There's nothing usher about the food. It's you, and you aren't supposed to eat before Kiddush. So there it's possible that a person, Hashem, could allow a tzaddik to make that mistake and eat chatzron before Kiddush or eat before Abdullah. Because it's not, there's no ma'acholos asuras, there's no chefza shel iser. Who used this svara just recently in what might have been the most important psak in the past decade? Is this somehow similar to Belsky's heter with copepods in the New York City water system? Is he based on this? How could it be that you know, all the great gadolim who've lived in New York for the past whatever amount of years all drank the water? What? How could crustaceans, the copepods? How could it be that all the tzaddikim drank the water? How could Hashem allow Moshe Feinstein to drink? How could Moshe Feinstein drink the water? And sorry, so that was one of Rebelsky's. I think that might have been part of Rebelsky's cheshem why he permitted water. Shach to argue with him. The OU official OU policy is not to is to yes require filtering. I think that his story is based on this. So what do we have here? We have Rabbeinu Tam l'shitas. Rabbeinu Tam answers, our question was, how could you give food to children on Yom Kippur? Rabbeinu Tam answered, because food is not aser, it's just eating the food that's aser. So therefore, we don't apply the iser of giving children. Similarly, how could it be that Rabbeinu Tam elsewhere gave that same distinction? How could it be that a tzaddik could be nichshol in doing certain averus? Answers Rabbeinu Tam, because that's Hashem only protects the tzaddikim from not eating food or items that are aser, essentially, but not from doing things that might be aser. We'll finish off.
So you'll have to ask Kotlin to turn on the light and turn off the light to not have
a good question, but that's a totally different sugya. That's gonna go into again, you're going to have to deal with these two questions. I hear you're making a good point. There is an answer to ask a child to do malacha directly for you would be a violation of one of the Ten Commandments, I believe. No? It says that in the Torah, Ata, Vincha, Vitvaraya, some people say it in Kiddush also. Right, that has to, right, that's another, that's an important question. So what should we finish with? Finish with one point that sort of relates to this chiluk between a gavra and a chefza. There's a gigantic machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch if I'm allowed to give a katan something that's asa d'rabbanan. Can I give the katan of something? Mr. Yarma, come, sit down, enjoy. Plenty of time. Can I give a katan something that's asa d'rabbanan? So we just said that there's an issa d'raisa for me to give non-kosher food to a katan, right? So what if I have something that's not kosher mid'rabbanan, like something that was any food, chayla, shuman chayla, whatever it is, any food that's also, that's not kosher d'rabbanan. So can I give that to a katan? That's a big machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch. It's machlokas 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. We'll finish with this. We'll finish now.